Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we are going to talk about a mindset of time versus effort and income. And let me explain this. Let me give you a personal example. There was a time where someone paid me $100 to make them a video of about 2 to 3 minutes. Not bad, right? Well, it took me about 8 hours to make. So after making this video, I roughly made about, let's say, $11 to $12 an hour. Not bad, right? Not bad. Well, here's the thing. I've put in 2 to 3 hours on a video of my choosing, and I've uploaded that video to Sermon Spice. And those 2 to 3 hours has generated me over $4,000 in income, and that video is still selling every single month on Sermon Spice. So that video has the potential to net me $5,000 an hour. So I illustrated my point well enough that the amount of time you put into something is a huge consideration on the amount of money you're getting back. I know when I first started out, I would take any job just so I can get any amount of money. If someone said, hey, here's 20 bucks, go make me a video, I would take it because it was anything. Whereas now, I'm at a point where if somebody were to ask me to make them a video of, I don't know, 2 to 3 minutes in length, and they offered me $250, $300 for it, I would seriously think really hard whether I should use my time in that way. Just because I know the value of creating one thing and selling it over and over again, which is why I can make one video or work 2 or 3 hours and get $5,000 to $10,000 off of that one video. So when you're starting off your business, I think it's important for you to understand that right now you could be spending hours and hours on a project and only get a little bit of money in return. But the better you get at it, the less time you'll spend on it. Plus you can be charging more so that that time to payout ratio actually gets better and in your favor, the better you get at your product and at your particular business. So don't give up right now if you're spending a lot of hours and only getting a little bit of money. Over time, of course, you've got to study what you can improve on and consider changing your rates, because that will, in fact, make you greater money in your business in the long term. So that's just something I wanted you to think about, because when I realized this, it changed my perspective on business and making money for the long haul. So I hope this has helped you, and I'll be posting an article in greater depth on my website. You can look for it at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org, organized for you to make your best decision when choosing to work from home.